Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the bar and uses this charming pickup line. Hi, Sugar Plum.
Oh, God.
I love your skin.
What?
What?
It would be perfect if I could make a lampshade out of it.
No.
Oh, no.
Then you'd really light up my life every day.
That's not a pickup line.
That's not even that witty. I don't like it.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't run out of the bar screaming. Instead, tell him that he's really cute and give him the number for the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, this is we met at that party, and I just wanted to say I really like talking to you, but I think maybe if I give you some advice, you need to maybe smile a little bit more, because the whole time, like, you've got this really pretty face, but you didn't smile much, and when you did, it was great. I think you just should show it off, because otherwise you look serious all the time. Anyway, hope to hear from you.
Next message.
Women love that. They love that when you tell them to smile more.
Why don't you tell her to get in the kitchen where she belongs? Because she looks better there, too. Right?
You
and stop
really...
working. I mean, what woman wants a paycheck?
No. Smile while you make me a sandwich. You look so happy while you do it.
You.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, what's going on, Emily? This is we met the other night at the party. I wanted to see if you wanted to go out sometime. I don't have a car, but maybe you can come pick me up and we could go out to eat or something. All right. Give me a call.
Next message. Hey,
he just wants a ride somewhere.
Yeah. Oh my God, he was doing so well too. I was like, oh, finally a normal.
Yeah.
And you can hear that moment where he's like, do I say it or do I know? I gotta tell her.
Yeah, usually you wait. I think you wait until she agrees to go out there. You're like, oh, my car's kind of messed up right now. If you can come pick me up. And then when you're out, be like, oh, I don't have a car.
There you go.
Remember, if you want the number for the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And we'll give you that phone number you can give to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us instead and leave voicemails like this.
Next message.
Hey, what's going on? It's Steve from the other night. Listen, I for our date, just wanted to check in about something. Are you a vegan or a vegetarian? I kind of had an experience where I went on a date with a girl, and my friend ordered a hot dog, and she put a finger in her mouth, making a very disgusting, irritated face because she doesn't believe in eating meat. So I want to tell you that I hunt, actually. Very big fan of killing things and putting them in my mouth. So if you're not down for that, we're probably not going to work out. Or we can hang out and just not eat anything. But then I'll probably be starving, and that makes me irritated. So I probably won't want to hang out. Anyways, looking forward to our date. So just let me know.
Next message.
What?
That was,
sorry. We can't hang out unless we're going to talk about killing things.
Yeah.
Unless you're ready to watch me cut open an animal and eat its still beating heart, I am not interested, lady. Don't even call. And then he hangs up the phone like, man, she's going to be putty in my hands. I owned that right there.
Yeah, there's nothing that says turn on like a sadistic hunter.
Yep.
Yeah. You know?
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
I was calling because I have two tickets to the ballet, and I've never really done this before, so kind of nervous. But I was curious if maybe you would want to go see a show with me, and I don't know, maybe we could go to my house first, and I can make you a coffee just to get things, pick the energy up, and we could talk about what your goals in life are, and really what you want out of me, because I don't want to waste any of my time and I don't want to waste any of your time. So I really think you have beautiful eyes, and I just I think that's a great attribute to have in a woman. And I really, really think that we can make a genuine connection and have some beautiful babies if this works out. So give me a call back, and we'll get this thing figured out.
Right. I was about to say that the things he were saying was kind of nice in a very awkward way. He just kind of sounds like an awkward dude until he dropped the baby thing.
You know what, though? I'm fine with that one from him.
No! Really?
Yeah, I mean... I want him to find love. Yeah. I do. I've never wanted anyone on the loser line to find it more.
Oddly, I'm rooting for him, too. Hopefully someone out there gives him a real number at some point, and they have beautiful babies with nice eyes or whatever he's wanting.